Hello and welcome to Azure Data Science Practice Questions Part 2. In today's episode, we will discuss some questions about data science in Microsoft Azure. Part 2. 51. You are building a machine learning classification. You need to configure the module. You must meet the following requirements. Divide the data into subsets, and assign the rows into folds using a round-robin method allowing rows in the dataset to be reused. What should you do? Use the split data into partitions option when you want to divide the dataset into subsets of the data. 1. Add the partition and sample module to your experiment in Studio, and connect the dataset. 2. For partition or sample mode, select assign to folds. 3. Use replacement in the partitioning. 52. You create a new Azure subscription. No resources are provisioned in the subscription. You need you to create an Azure Machine Learning workspace. What methods you can do? Navigate to Azure Machine Learning Studio and create a workspace. Use the Azure Command Line Interface, CLI, with the Azure Machine Learning. Navigate to Azure Machine Learning Studio and create a workspace. 53. You need to choose the appropriate estimator to use as well as the appropriate training compute target configuration for deep learning. What you should use? TensorFlow and use GPUs for the deep neural network. 54. You must be able to access the contents of Store 1 by using the Azure Machine Learning SDK for Python. What should you do? Regenerate the keys of Account 1. Update the authentication for Store 1. 55. You need to select performance metrics to correctly evaluate the regression model. Which two metrics can you use? A root mean square error value that is low. Root mean squared error, RMSE, creates a single value that summarizes the error in the model. An R-squared value close to 1. Coefficient of determination, often referred to as R2, represents the predictive power of the model as a value between 0 and 1. 0 means the model is random, explains nothing. 1 means there is a perfect fit. 56. You need to add logging to the script to allow Hyperdrive to optimize hyperparameters for the AUC metric. What should you do? From sclearn.metrics import rock_awk_score. Import logging. Awk equals rock_awk_score y_test, y_predicted. Logging.info AUC plus str awk. 57. You must identify the output files that are generated by the experiment run. You can list all of the files that are associated with this run record by called run.get_file_names. 58. You should run Python scripts which allows the same modules to run in parallel. The steps parameter is an array of steps. To build pipelines that have multiple steps, place the steps in order in this array. 59. You need to configure the estimator for the experiment so that the script can read the data from a data reference named data_ref that references the CSV_files folder in the training_data_store. Which code should you use to configure the estimator? Besides passing the dataset through the input parameters in the estimator, you can also pass the dataset through script_params and get the data path, mounting point, in your training script via arguments. This way, you can keep your training script independent of AzureML SDK. In other words, you will be able to use the same training script for local debugging and remote training on any cloud platform. 60. You create a multi-class image classification deep learning experiment by using the PyTorch framework. Which three pipeline steps should you run in sequence? Step 1, configure a data transfer step to fetch new image data. Step 2, configure a Python script step to run image_resize y on the CPU compute target. Step 3, configure the estimator step to run training script on the poo_compute_computer target. 61. You need to run a script that trains a deep neural network, DNN, model and logs the loss and accuracy metrics. Attach the MLVM virtual machine as a compute target in the Azure Machine Learning workspace. Install the Azure ML SDK on the Surface Book and run. 62. You plan to use Hyperdrive to optimize the hyperparameters selected when training a model. What is max_total_runs and policy early termination policy and discrete hyperparameters? The maximum total number of runs to create. This is the upper bound. There may be fewer runs when the sample space is smaller than this value. Policy early termination policy, the early termination policy to use. If none, the default, no early termination policy will be used. Discrete hyperparameters are specified as a choice among discrete values. Choice can be, one or more comma-separated values. 68. You plan to aggregate data for all of the TSV files together and then register the aggregated data as a dataset in an Azure. What elements are file dataset references and path and tabular dataset .2_pandas_dataframe? File, dataset references single or multiple files in datastores or from public URLs. The TSV files need to be parsed. .2_path gets a list of file paths for each file stream defined by the dataset. Tabular dataset .2_pandas_dataframe loads all records from the dataset into a pandas data frame. Tabular dataset represents data in a tabular format created by parsing the provided file or list of files. 69. You need to obtain the output from the pipeline execution. Where will you find the output? A file named parallel_run_step.txt located in the output folder. 70. You need to use the Azure Machine Learning SDK to configure the schedule for the pipeline. Which four actions should you perform in sequence? Step 1. Publish the pipeline. To schedule a pipeline, you'll need a reference to your workspace, the identifier of your published pipeline, and the name of the experiment in which you wish to create the schedule. Step 2. Retrieve the pipeline ID. Needed for the schedule. Step 3. Create a schedule. Recurrence. 71. You create a script for training a machine learning model in Azure Machine Learning Service. What is? Parameter source underscore directory, script underscore params and the conda underscore packages? Parameter source underscore directory is a local directory containing experiment configuration and code files needed for a training job. Script underscore params is a dictionary of command line arguments to pass to the training script specified in entry underscore script. The conda underscore packages parameter is a list of strings representing conda packages to be added to the Python environment for the experiment. 72. You need to use the pandas.melt function in Python to perform the transformation. How you use melt? Import pandas as pd. Df equals pd.melt.datframe, it underscore vars equals feature, val underscore vars equals list. 73. Which is the difference between categorical variables and continuous variables? Gender is categorical. Height and weight is continuous. 74. You need to configure the preprocessed text that multiple related words from a single canonical form and remove pipe characters from text and remove words to optimize information retrieval. Remove stop words. Select this option if you want to apply a predefined stop word list to the text column. Stop word removal is performed before any other processes. Lemmatization converts multiple related words to a single canonical form. Remove special characters. 75. The script uses modules from the SciPy library as well as several Python packages that are not typically installed in a default conda environment. Create and register an environment that includes the required packages. Use middle dot. This environment for all experiment runs. 76. You need to record the row count as a metric named row underscore count that can be returned using the get underscore metrics method of the run object after the experiment completes. Which code should you use? Run.log row underscore count, rows. 77. You need to select an appropriate data sampling strategy to compensate for the class imbalance. You use the synthetic minority oversampling technique, SMOT, sampling mode. 78. You need to identify outliers in the data. Which two visualizations can you use? Box plot. Scatter plot. 79. You are evaluating a completed binary classification machine learning model. You need to use the precision as the evaluation metric. Binary classification confusion matrix. 80. You need to define a primary metric to determine the hyperparameter values that result in the model with the best accuracy score. Set the primary underscore metric underscore goal of the estimator used to run the middle dot. Bird underscore classifier underscore train dot py script to maximize. Set the primary underscore metric underscore name of the estimator used to run the middle dot. Bird underscore classifier underscore train dot py script to accuracy. Add code to the bird underscore classifier underscore train dot py script to calculate the validation accuracy middle dot. Of the model and log it as a float value with a key accuracy. 81. You use the dataset to train a support vector machine, SVM, binary classifier. You need to use the permutation feature importance module in Azure Machine Learning Studio to compute a set of feature importance scores for the dataset. Add a two-class support vector machine module to initialize the SVM classifier. Add a dataset to the experiment. Add a split data module to create training and test dataset. To generate a set of feature scores requires that you have an already trained model, as well as a test dataset. Add a permutation feature importance module and connect to the trained model and test dataset. Set the metric for measuring performance property to classification, accuracy, and then run the experiment. 82. What is random sampling? In random sampling, hyperparameter values are randomly selected from the defined search space. Random sampling allows the search space to include both discrete and continuous hyperparameters. 83. The dataset contains categorical features that are highly correlated to the output label column. Pearson's correlation statistic, or Pearson's correlation coefficient, is also known in statistical models as the R value. For any two variables, it returns a value that indicates the strength of the correlation. 84. What is true positive? A true positive is an outcome where the model correctly predicts the positive class. What is true negative? A true negative is an outcome where the model correctly predicts the negative class. What is false positive? A false positive is an outcome where the model incorrectly predicts the positive class. What is false negative? A false negative is an outcome where the model incorrectly predicts the negative class. 85. You need to use the param_sampling method of the Python API for the Azure Machine Learning Service. How should you? In random sampling, hyperparameter values are randomly selected from the defined search space. Random sampling allows the search space to include both discrete and continuous hyperparameters. 86. You need to configure automated machine learning to automatically impute missing values and encode categorical features as part of the training task. Which parameter and value pair should you use in the AutomalConfig class? Featurization str or featurization. Config. Values, auto, off, featurization config indicator for whether featurization step should be done automatically or not, or whether customized featurization should be used. Column type is automatically detected. Based on the detected column type, preprocessing / featurization is done as. 87. You need to use the designer to create a pipeline that includes steps to perform the following tasks. Select the training features using the pandas filter method. Train a model based on the naive_bayes.gaussian_nb algorithm. Two-class neural network. The two-class neural network creates a binary classifier using a neural network algorithm. Train a model based on the naive_bayes.gaussian_nb algorithm. Execute Python script. 88. You need to determine whether the feature values achieve the conditions to build a Poisson regression model. The label data must be whole numbers. The label data must be a positive value. Poisson regression is intended for use in regression models that are used to predict numeric values, typically counts. 89. One class has a much smaller number of observations than the other classes in the training set. You need to select an appropriate data sampling strategy to compensate for the class imbalance. Use the synthetic minority oversampling technique, SMOT, sampling mode. 90. You need to add the new feature to the dataset. Which Azure Machine Learning Studio module should you use? Typical metadata changes might include marking columns as features. 91. You are evaluating a completed binary classification machine learning model. You need to use the precision as the evaluation metric. Receiver operating characteristic, or ROC, is a plot of the correctly classified labels versus the incorrectly classified labels for a particular model. 93. You are solving a classification task. You must evaluate your model on a limited data sample by using K-fold cross-validation. Leave one out, LOO, cross-validation. Setting K equals N, the number of observations, yields N-fold and is called leave one out cross-validation, LOO, a special case of the K-fold approach. 94. You need to apply the principal component analysis, PCA, method to reduce the dimensionality of the feature set to 10 features in both training and testing sets. PCA, n_components=10 need to reduce the dimensionality of the feature set to 10 features in both training and testing sets. Example. From sclearn.de composition import PCA PCA equals PCA, n_components=2, 2 dimensions. Principal components equals PCA.fit_transformx. PCA.
Fit_transformx, y, fits the model with x and apply the dimensionality reduction on x.
Transform x underscore test transform x applies dimensionality reduction to x. 95.
The Poisson correlation coefficient, R value, of x, y, and z features. Z, y is the value of the correlatant and is a positively linear relationship.
Plus 1 indicates a strong positive linear relationship, minus 1 indicates a strong negative linear correlation, 0 denotes no linear relationship between the two variables. 96. You need to use the appropriate logging methods of the experiment's run object to log the required information. Log, log underscore image, log underscore table. 97. Training underscore ds equals workspace.datasets.get training underscore data, you define an estimator to run the script. Inputs equals, training underscore ds dot is underscore named underscore input training underscore ds, middle dot. 98. You need to pass the dataset to ensure that the script can read the files it references. Which code segment should you insert to replace the code comment? Inputs equals file underscore dataset dot is underscore named underscore input training underscore files. As underscore mount, middle dot. 99. You need to ingest the data from the CSV file into the designer pipeline using the minimal administrative effort. The preferred way to provide data to a pipeline is a dataset object. 100. You need to load the training data. Which code segment should you use? Data underscore folder equals args.data underscore folder. Train underscore data equals pd.read underscore csvos.path.join data underscore folder, data.csv. This episode of Data Science was brought to you by our sponsor. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, next part, we'll continue with more questions and answers. You've reached the end of another episode of Data Science.